Outside the State House on Tuesday afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox characterized his campaign as that of an underdog.
When we started this journey over a year ago, we certainly received some criticism from the experts. They told us that we started too early. They told us that we couldn't win with a novice 25-year-old campaign manager.
And while most are predicting that he will defeat his Democratic opponent, Derek Peterson, in the fall, Cox says he's not taking anything for granted.
Now the experts say that we're going to win easily in November, and I don't trust the experts there either. We're going to work very, very hard.
The question and answer period of the event turned to Cox's role as lieutenant governor. A reporter asked him about the state's plans to reopen schools in the fall.
We always try to start with the end in mind, and that end is that we want kids back in the classroom this fall.
Peterson's campaign released a statement congratulating Cox and saying in part, quote, with unprecedented unemployment, a mismanaged pandemic response, underfunded public schools, and a crisis in moral leadership in Washington, more and more Utahns believe it is time for change. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.